We're at the top of Gimel. So the Gemara comments on the Mishnah that says that the owner should first separate Truma and Maaser in this roundabout way by first saying that a hundredth will remain Chulin, and then after you say that a hundredth will be Chulin, then you say that the remainder of the marked up version will be Truma, and then you come back and declare Truma and Maaser. So the Gemara says, Maaser of Achagach Truma, why do you have to do this? Because if you would say that it's Maaser and then you would give Truma rather than doing this, you know, Chulin and then Nimtza Makdim, you would end up giving Maaser before Truma, and you can't do, as we've already talked about, there's an issue to do things out of order. Truma Vagach Maaser, if you would actually give the Truma and then, right, you would just give the Truma. And then the maaser, just say, these 2% are truma, then maaser. Nimsa o pochet mi maaser tav. You would end up giving too little, o most of a maaser, or too much. Because the halacha is that truma has to be done by approximation, right? And maaser, not. Right? And trumat maaser, not. So if you would start by making 2% truma, you would be making a precise amount for truma and an estimated amount for truma and maaser, which you can't do. It has to be the other way around. Right? You're not allowed to do that. It's truma and maaser needs to be a precise amount, and truma needs to be approximate. Kahada ditani, as we've said, I'm pochet mi maaserotav, that one who gives less than a tenth for maaser, maaserotav mitukanen, uperotav mikulkalen. Right? By maaser, it has to be precise. And if you give too little or too much, you are messed up. Right? Why? Because if you have to give exactly 10%. So if you give too little, so then not all of it is mitukan. Some of it remains tevel. And if you give too much, then only some of it is maaser, and the rest of it remains tevel, or a mixture of maaser and tevel. Because it isn't maaser, but you were trying to be mafresh, so you weren't, right? So it's not maaser, and therefore it's part of the other group, but you didn't know to be mafresh on it, so it remains tevel. Right? Because maaser has to be precise. Hama'adif al-maaser ta, maaseram v'kukalenu perot v'dukanen, right? If you give too much, so your maaser is messed up and your fruit are good, right? So again, if you give too little, some of it remains tevel. If you give too much, then some of the maaser remains tevel. Now, I will, they note here in the footnote, this is very important to note, yes, right, it's, you either, correct, if you give too little, then the maaser is fine, but some of the produce is tevel, and if you give too much, all the produce is fine, but some of the maaser remains tevel, right? Now, the Chazon Ish has a different way of doing this, which, despite the fact that it's not in the Gemara, for some reason has become the norm that when you go and you're mafresh on your, you know, cherries that you pick or something, that this is what you do, okay? So he says what you do is as follows. You mark off about 3% of the pile. And then you say, the part of the marked off portion that is in excess of a hundredth of everything here is Truma Gedola on this side. At this point, approximately 200 are designated as Truma. Well, precisely 100 is left as Tevel, because that's what you posited, to later become Truma and Maaser. The remaining 100th, along with 9 other equally sized parts next to it in the unmarked portion, are hereby made Maaser Rishon. The 100th that I originally made Maaser Rishon is hereby made into Truma and Maaser. Now, despite the fact that the Chazon Ish wonders why we don't use this, this is basically what people do, except for the fact that, again, truma, because truma isn't given to the kohen, because it's tamei, you're not mafresh the full 2%. When everything is tamei, we only give a mashu and rely on the d'oraita. So the formula that you'll find in, like, a sitter will go like this. Yoter me'achad mimeya sheyesh kan harei truma gedola betzat feno. A little bit more than 1% is truma gedola. Oto echad mimeya, that 100 yesh kan v'otisha chalakim v'kmoto b'tzat tfono, and that and another 9 equal parts on the north, shall pair it areyu maaser rishon. Oto echad mimeya, shasitim maaser rishon, and then 1/10 of that, asui trumat maaser. Right, again, if you ever do this, you'll see, you'll see this in the sitter. Okay. So now the Gemara says that this Braisa teaches the amount that you separate Miser is not exactly 1/10. So either your Miser or the rest of the produce is ruined. So now we have another comment on this, that Amar Rabbi Yossi, Bisamuch Litnai Beitinu. There is another solution. Namely, you can rely on the Tanai Beitin. Ma Tanai Beitin, what does that mean? Right, so basically what happens is that we have a way, based on the Beitin, to make it that it's not true. That even when you give the right amount, the wrong amount, it won't be messed up. How do they do that? So, the Chazon Ish says it's similar to Kiddushin. They're just like called Mekadesh Adaitir Rabbanan Mekadesh. Right, they're doing it for you. The same is true by Maaser, that they basically set it up for your benefit. So what do we do? Ad Mekom Shadat Toeh. That if you go to give too much or too less, the Beitin makes it Tanai that only what should be Maaser is Maaser, so that nothing is ruined. Now the Maravolda therefore says that Rabbi Yossi is disagreeing with our Mishnah. Namely, that you just don't need to follow this procedure at all. You just rely on the Tanai Beitin. Right? Meaning that whole procedure was based on the fact you're not relying on Tanai Beitin, you don't want to mess it up. They understand that Rabbi Yossi is coming in and saying, no, you don't have to worry about this, just do it normally, and the Tanai Beitin will take care of everything. The Gra disagrees and says that the Tanai Beitin only works, Chazal only set it up if you try to do the right thing. If you try to do the right thing, then Chazal let you solve it with a Tanai Beitin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kidei Shekoveh Maaser Rishon B'Tzfono, that when you give too little, so you do Maaser Rishon in the north, and Maaser Shein L'Drumotrum, and Maaser B'Tzfono, and Maaser Rishon in the north-north, Ma'o Tanai Beitin, Jitta Maaser Shein Yishav Odev Padu. And there's another clause in it, that when you redeem it, the extra Maaser Shein is also redeemed. Right? So basically, the Tanai Beitin tells you that only the right amount becomes Maaser. Everything is located where it needs to be. Everything is redeemed that needs to be redeemed. Right? And despite all your mistakes, it works. And the Gemara says, Ad Kedon Yavesh. So this makes sense by dry items. But Belach, how are you going to do this? Because you can't really say the north of the liquid. That doesn't work. So according to Moshe Mefarshim, this stands as a question. And the Gra has a Gersa that says that no, maybe you can't. You can just say bottom or top, which is what we're going to see later in the Gemara, in 20 blot from now, that you could do the top of the bowl or the bottom of the bowl or whatever. Havile Meitin, if you have 100 figs, Chamshin Ravrim to Chamshin Dikikin, 50 large, 50 small, and Yisim in Ravrav, you take from the large one, Sarach Meisev Tisha. He need only take 9. Min Dakikta, Sarach Meisev Achanasrei. And if they're the small ones, you need 11. Nosev Asara Min Ravrai, if you take 10 of the large ones, so then it tamon chada chulin. One of them will end up being chulin. V'chashlom Hashem out of chulin. Ozer to truman meiser. Maybe he'll make that truman meiser. Ktiv truman Hashem maser min amaser. V'lo chulin min amaser. That it has to be that you're giving it from the maser and not chulin. Right now, this is very similar to the previous case, except it's not. It's a mistake because you were relying on counting rather than volume. So what do you do? So how would you set up the Tanai Beitin to solve this problem? So Amarei Bon Barkana matam Amri make it Tanai. Maser hazeh shaper dalalu chayavot, the maser to which these fruit are subject, hareyu kavua betchilat kol oket v'oket, says on every stem, umahalech atu megia b'chol asar, and gets to the other end of the fig, right, until you get to the amount of required maser, and mesev itpeon chadah truman maser, when the levy then takes one of these figs that has the amount of truman maser, v'kol tu chulin plus a little bit, that is chulin, meaning each fig now contains 1/10 of the total maaser and 1/10 of the chulin. So each fig, therefore, has the proper amount of trumat maaser. Now, if you didn't say that, the separation would be ineffective because you have to say a specific place, right? But that is what we do. Okay, right? So we do it in it. So the Gemara says, Ad kedon davar meruba. Havei davar mua. That's if there's too much. What if there's too little? Or havei le'aser te'inin, where you had 10 figs, chamesh ravrim, chamesh dakikin, in yesiv min ravravat, if you take from the big one, sarang meitav chada parat zivchar. You take one fig minus, min dakikta, and if you take the small one, sarang meitav chada zivchar, you take a little bit extra. Nazim chad mirevivta, if you take one of the big ones, istaman kosu chulun, there's some chulun, v'chashlomar, shemot, uchulun, ozit, chumat, meiser, uktiv, chumat, Hashem Maser Min Maser Velo Chulin Mana Maser. So Amar Rabbi Abba Kartignaya Mat Vamri Make It Tonight. You say Hamaser Zeh Shabir Alo Chayava. The Maser to which these are subject Harei Kavua Betchilat Ha'Ukutz. You do at the beginning of the Ukutz. Mesayim Vamri Lekoin Ad Kan Siyamti and say up until this portion. Okay, fine. We'll leave it there. You can do that. You can imagine it. What? Yes, we did most of that.